Ladies and gentlemen, the long-awaited, highly anticipated conversation with Coach Haddock and the girls, the Markers from Nerix Hall. Applause for these guys. So we're the bare bones here. We just brought ourselves. I got one mic and one headset, but you know, Beck says all you need is two turntables and a microphone. You know, you got it all going on. Coach, I gotta ask, is there a thing where you're practicing at soccer park in the engagement for the end of the year?
Yes and no. We, out of necessity, use the space because our field at Nerix is also shared with lacrosse. Our lacrosse program at Nerix, they struggle with space because not all facilities have lines for lacrosse. And, of course, this beautiful facility has a ton of space, a ton of goals, and obviously a central location for a lot of these girls to get home. But, you know, if, you know, the girls have proven over the years, especially these five awesome players, that if they play their cards right at the end of the season, they know that their end game could be here. So that can only help.
Amen. Amen, brother. And I bring the whole bi-state community to applaud all of you and as a team. I mean, what a run you've all had. You know what I mean? And so we're trying to bring some of that Irish luck. I see you got a lot of green. We're trying to bring some Irish luck for y'all. All right. And what I would like to be able to do is just go around and you have an option. One, you have to state your name and put a position and a number on. And then the story goes, if you just want to be brief and say something to somebody about something. All right? Like, say if you got the old granny. Granny's in the chair. You say, hey, grandma. You okay? All right? Let's test it. This is the first time I've ever done this.
Oh, gosh. Hi, everyone. My name is Lauren Seppi. I am number 9, and I am an attacking center mid. I will be going to the University of Illinois to play next year, and it's just been an incredible run so far. Just can't wait to keep it going.
Amen, sister. That's what I told the girls out there. They didn't even know, but we passed it on.
Hi, I'm Kinsley Smith. I am number 11. I am a center back. I'm going to the University of Missouri, Kansas City next year, and I'm really excited to finish my last year of Derek Soccer, and hopefully we make it to the state finals this year.
Hi, I'm Haley Braun. I'm number 10, and I am a attacking center mid and a center forward, and I'll be going to the University of Northern Iowa next year. And I would just like to say that these last 3 years have been awesome, and I'm so super excited to hopefully make it back to the state final in June.
Right. How about you play basketball?
I do.
All right.
I do.
Hi, I'm Caroline Ritter. I am a goalkeeper. I'm number 0. And I'm going to play soccer at Lindenwood University next year. And this season, I hope we don't end with a second place.
Hello, my name is Ryan Ward. I am number 14, and I am a defensive center mid / attacking center mid, and I will be going to Lindenwood University as well for soccer next year. The past 3 years have been the best seasons of my life, and I've learned to love soccer a lot here, and I'm excited to finish out this last season and prepare me for what's ahead.
Markers, you have brought your A-plus game here. This is nice. So, Coach, you've been in the season, and so you get a look, and then you look over and you look Marty. You said, Marty, are you seeing what I'm seeing? What are you seeing?
Well, first off, just listening to these girls talk, it's I get chills because, like, you know, Kevin, these girls were freshmen. Like, to me, it felt like yesterday. I know when you're a high school kid, there's a lot of action going on, and they go from their high school seasons to their club seasons and, you know, the drama of a school year, summers and everything. But for us as coaches, it probably goes by faster for us than it does for them. And Marty and I are just tickled to death to hear their end games. I mean, Lindenwood times two, Northern Iowa, Illinois, University of Kansas City, big time programs that one high school team has to brag about, you know. And I know there are a lot of schools that would dream maybe in a 4 or 5 year period to have Lindenwood, Northern Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas City. So when Marty and I talk before practice, after practice, at Starbucks over coffee, yeah, soccer's a piece of it, but my gosh, like, seeing where these girls are going to end up and what they're going to do in their lives after soccer's over is the icing on the cake for this guy, for sure.
Right on, right on. And you would have to be just an emotional dysfunction or no type of person not to get goosebumps with these ladies right here. I mean, wow. And all the ones that came before you. And may I say, there's going to be one coming. She's in sixth grade right now, but she said she's looking to be a marker. Yes? A Kamala Janino.
Okay.
Yes, so you know the...
these girls, I think, know that.
Yes, yes.
Is that? Oh, she's off the charts, man. Yeah, she's off the charts. And I interviewed her today, so when you... Yeah, after you listen to yours, you can put it on. I had the Janinos on down on the hill. And obviously the boys go to CBC, Chris. but okay. And but he had others try to take him away. But the girl, she's looking around, but she wants to play for the Markers. Because I want you to know that I don't, I mean, there's school there, they got some tradition, but man, I gotta tell you, when you think about soccer, you gotta look at Nerick's Hall. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is, you know. And the last thing, before we get into you all, one of the best moments I ever had in my life, Coach, was I was out there scouting you a couple of years ago for a buddy of mine, and ba ba boom, ba ba bang. And I go around, and you only won 2-0. And, you know, it could have been more, but it wasn't. It was 2-0. And everybody, you know, was kind of sad, you know. Should have done better, ba ba boom. And then Marty says, "Hey, we won! What's a smile? You know, come on! Come on!" And that was just, because I was there. I was there to tell the boys at a state championship run, "Hey, man, this 2-0, come on, man. You know, there's more." And then in the semifinal, when we won 2-0, I said, "That was the best 2-0 game I've ever seen." And it's just relaxed everybody, you know? And that's what I bring. I'm going to bring, you're all bringing, and I'm going to take some great podcasts, but I'm bringing to tell you, each and every one of you, F-U-N, have fun. And it's not goofy fun, man. It's fun. You know, so here we go. I'm going to my left, unless you wanted to say something to the final before the girls talk.
No, they're smarter than me.
Boom. Yeah, and they were talking to a highly intelligent man. Okay, there's a custom at Whale Certified Packet to say, "Hey, man, is there something you want to say to your family, friends, soccer community at large, your teammates? This is your time."
Yeah, well, I would just say, obviously, coming in as a freshman, the five of us sitting here, we've been on varsity since our freshman year, and so really just the five of us, we've grown so close together, and Nearing Soccer has genuinely, without a doubt, made me not only the player that I am, but I would say the person that I am. Every day, I get to learn, and sometimes it's really hard, and sometimes we're going to lose a game, but the sun's going to rise, and the next day we're going to get up and we're going to go play another game. And I would just say that the dedication and consistency of this team for at least the past 3 years, all five of us, we've been to the state final every year of our high school. And I don't know how many people can say that. And it's just an ode, I honestly think, to our entire program, the coaches, our fans, our school, everything, that we're consistent. And at the end of the day, did it turn out how we wanted it to? No. But the fact that we continuously get back and keep grinding and get up the next day and wake up the next season and do it all over again, I think that shows a hell of a lot more than just winning one championship ever would.
Absolutely. You got an extended wardrobe of green?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, these people, like these girls sitting here and everyone out there on the field practicing right now, they literally have my entire heart. We have been best friends since freshman year, and it's just so special to be a part of a group this close. And, you know, looking back at our freshman year, I mean, all five of us, we still remember all of those teams. We still remember all the girls we played with, and we're still connected with all of them. And I think it really just shows how tight-knit Nearings is, and how we all want the best for each other. We all want to win. We all get up the next day and keep grinding and keep going. And yeah, it's one special place.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Okay, so kind of going off a little bit of what Lauren said, we are kind of like a family. We're all really close. We are always there to support each other and make sure we have each other's backs. I mean, we've seen each other through blood, sweat, and tears. We will literally run someone into the ground for one of our girls. I just love seeing how we have each grown and watching the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors grow each year being here. And it's just really important, and it's just great to see. And I just love the team, love the girls. It's big family.
They kind of said it all, but one thing that I'd say is that, like, it goes by so fast. So take it all in. Like, I wish I could go back to my freshman year and do it all over again. Like, I miss going to tryouts my freshman year, like, and seeing everyone that we tried out with, like, just seeing them grow as we, like, are now seniors. It's just, like, such a special place, and, like, it goes by fast. Like, yesterday, I feel like I was a freshman. So take it all in, and yeah.
Wow. Correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, but, like, the old man River, Mississippi, Marty, he looks the same.
Well, speaking about Marty, he says Nearings is just a team that celebrates life. And that's like, that's pretty much like what we live off of every single day. Because from my freshman year, the team has changed every single year. But the way we stay as like family, it is literally the same. Like, we act like... Sophie's crying. But, happy tears. The way we can just walk onto the field with a whole entire new team and a whole entire new season and act like we've known each other since birth is just like so special to Nearings, because I don't know any other team that can do that.
Hopefully I can top all of that. I would just say there's not many like schools and soccer teams that you can wake up every day and say, I am excited to go to practice and I'm excited to see the people I love every single day. And especially with high school, like, you come getting so excited to just like practice. Like, we are literally playing like a game that I've played my entire life, and somehow it's still exciting every single day. And even waking up and going to Nearings is just such a special place. There's no other sisterhood like it. You look to your left and your right and everyone just loves each other. And the like, all of our results and all of our success doesn't come from how talented we are or how much that is. Like, yes, that's part of it, but it's also just the sincere love and care and support we have for one another is just what makes us who we are. Without that, you won't have a successful program. And I'm very, very, very lucky that I decided to go to Nearings these past 4 years, because without it, I wouldn't be the person or player I am today.
Right on. And I can attest, Nerix isn't just pulling in the parking lot to see the field or passing it by a big bend in the front. It's radius. I mean, you feel like, oh, I'm in marker land. I'm in marker land. I feel, you know, like a champion when I go. And is a champion, like I told your coach, one of the best compliments I could ever make a fella to say, hey, man, after a hard competition, I didn't even know if you won or lost because of your graciousness. And each of you just have that because that's what you do. You bring yourself on the field and you take yourself off better off the field. Coach, you boom, huh? That was unrehearsed, so but it was trying to make jocularity out of a serious move, but that was, it's real. You could feel it here. And each and every one of these is a credit to the sisters and to the whole community, you know. And so are you, Brian. You've really done a good job over here.
Well, I'm glad they went first because I couldn't have answered that question any better. But if I could sum it up, I think in every one of their answers, kind of the same stuff came out. And I'm going to speak, I guess, as a dad on this one. These girls and my two boys, they've grown up in the game in a different way than we had. Every one of these girls played on different club teams. They are on different clubs. Every single one of them had club opportunities heading into Nerix, and even during Nerix, they didn't have to play for Nerix. And I'm fortunate enough, not just at Nerix, but at Vianney, to coach and teach young people like this that have those choices. These five girls all attested their experience to, like Lauren said, the girls 4 and 5 years ago. So these five captains learned from the seniors when they were freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. On the field right now, we've got juniors and sophomores, and we actually have a freshman that's on our team, a really nice player, who are one day going to be captains, and they're going to behave the way they behave because of these five. So when you pull on that parking lot, Wales, and you look at the aura of Nerix and all that, there's legacies there. And one of the girls said something about sustainability or consistency. Gosh, these state Final Fours that they go to and the banners that they have in their gym right now, those are great. But I'm most proud of the legacy and the sustainability of this program, especially like the last 5 to 10 years. You're not going to win them all, but gosh darn it, like when you play Nerix, you better be ready. Whether it's on turf, on grass, home, away, first game of the year, last game of the year in the state title, or any game in between, you better be ready. And these girls, I've learned just as much of the game from these five than they've learned from the Nerix program, and I'm just so humbled to be a part of it.
Right on. Hey, you're all Wales certified. I mean, this is the biggest group of Wales certification we ever had in our life. Five captains. There you go, man. Holy cow. But really, it is something, and you're in the mix. It's here. And I want you to know that I know that you know diamonds are made from pressure, and we're all diamonds taking shape. So the story goes is that we got that one so long, you know, because we got to close up, we got to go out and hit that side, you know, that practice. But leave something that you want to leave, okay?
I feel like, wow, this has been obviously kind of like I said, just a recap. The best 4 years of my life. I can't believe that it is slowly coming to an end, slowly but very quickly coming to an end. And, you know, I can't say thank you enough to Nerix, soccer especially has completely just transformed me into the person that I am. And, you know, every single one of these girls from my team from when we were freshmen to now when we're seniors, you've all changed my life. You've impacted me. You've made me. You shaped me. You've made me a better person. You've made me a better player. And there's nothing that I want more for this group than to walk off knowing that at the end of the day that we gave everything we had. If it's a win or if it's a loss, you know, we leave the field and there might be tears, we might be smiling, we might be laughing, we might be crying, but at the end of the day, we can all leave together knowing that this truly was just the best. We couldn't have asked for anything more, and I don't think I could have gone anywhere else.
No.
Yeah.
I just want to say that these past almost 4 years have gone by so fast, and that's due to the fact that we've had fun and I've been surrounded by the greatest people, and I would never choose to be surrounded by anyone else. I just want to thank Narynx, thank the girls I'm sitting next to, thank Brian at Coach Haddock, and all the girls who are practicing right now for having me leave with a great experience and just allowing me to have fun with all of my friends and still do great things.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. I think that just, like, the family of Narynx that, like, I've been with since my freshman year, like, I don't think I could have asked for anything else. Like, they've given me everything that, like, I, like, think about Narynx all the time. Like, just, like, I don't want to leave. Like, I just, like, but, yeah, I just want to thank all of the coaches and the players that we've been with and the people sitting next to me and for a great – hopefully a great ending to our season.
Right on, sister. Right on. Maybe the sisters can take you to the summer school. You can. Forget about it.
I would just like to say to thank you to all of Narynx Hall, everybody who has shown up to our games, that entire sea of green that is in the stands at the state final. Everybody who, like, walks up to me is like, oh, you went to Narynx? Like, it's crazy how, like, big Narynx is and how everybody knows what it is. And just to be part of it and to have such a great experience of it, I would just like to say thank you to everyone who has impacted me.
I always get asked why I chose Narynx, and the only answer I have is that it was the only shadow day I walked out with a smile on my face. And to say that in the next 3 weeks it will come to an end, I'm going to walk out with an even bigger grin, and it's all attested to the teachers, the coaches, the players, not even just on the field but in the classroom. I've never been more excited to wake up and go somewhere every single day. Like, I get up so early just to, like, get on my skirt and I, like, look in the mirror. I'm so excited just because I get to go to Narynx, and, like, it has been the greatest blessing of my life. I've grown in not only as a soccer player but in my faith and as a student, and I'm going to leave that place a better person than I entered, and that's just attesting to what a place and what a community Narynx has built. And I don't know, I could never be more thankful for something in my entire life, and I don't know, all I have to say is thank you, and I hope to see you soon.
Well, Coach, I hope I've passed the audition that I'll be invited back, because this is this can't be the only time we talk, all right? So in the closing thoughts, Coach, you know, the season is the season, and there's a reason for the season, right? And can you give us those goosebumps and that little, you know, Newt Rockne type of stuff, you know, to keep, you know, close out the podcast?
Well, I'm going to save the motivational piece till the end of the year. How's that sound, girls? But just in closing, I just want to reiterate again, like, these young ladies, it all came out in their final little 2 minutes here, and they're so humble, and it's always something to the effect of, I get to go to Narynx, not that they have to go. And the Narynx Hall is so much more than soccer, and I know it's a big piece of these five players' lives, but if you were here for another hour, you're going to hear a lot about the clubs that they're in, the programs, the extracurriculars that they're in, and just listening to them talk. For any young family that's looking for a school for their young daughter, I mean, talk to these five girls and just watch how they're departing the school being so articulate, so well-spoken, and their resume is just through the roof. So that's my elevator speech as to why a young lady should go to Narynx. And unfortunately, I can't change this, but I have no daughters to send to Narynx. So what I joke about in the community that these are my 25, you know, daughters that I have every spring.
That's
and the beauty of it is that the girls change every year. I get new ones that come in and depart.
And Camellia, Janino is Camellia and Janino. Is coming, so
that's Chris's daughter?
You know it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Christopher and the Uncle Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Emma's younger cousin, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, name dropper. Yeah. Yes, Emma.
Yeah. Well, we'll be here for a long time if we start name dropping.
All right. So I want to thank you. Each and every one of you personally, and to your parents and to everyone, all your previous coaches, baba boom, baba bang. I mean, this really is the reason why there's a Whale Certified podcast, you know, because you so, gosh, you know, we see you up in the stands, you know, and we hear about you and stuff, you know, but to be real right one-on-one type of thing, listening to you and stuff. That's why there's Whale Certified. So I want to thank each and every one of you. Let me come back, okay?
Oh, yes.
All right, then. All right.